This is KERA News. Developers behind the Texas Bullet Train, promised to shuttle travelers between Dallas and Houston in 90 minutes, have released unofficial designs of a station just outside of downtown Dallas. The plan is to build the train terminal on a 60-acre plot just south of the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in the Cedars neighborhood, where Interstates 30 and 35 meet. Texas Central Partners, a private company developing the high-speed rail, released maps and conceptual renderings Monday. The designs are still pending, but they show a multi-level station between South Riverfront Boulevard and Austin Street, with links to nearby roads and other forms of transportation, like light rail and buses. Holly Reed is the managing director of external affairs at Texas Central. She says the station will not only stimulate economic growth in the area by attracting retail, restaurants, and apartments, the entire rail line makes Dallas a key player in the bid for Amazon's new headquarters.
Within an hour and a half, my business can double the market that it can serve. That's incredible. When you think about Amazon and their need for 50,000 employees, you can now reliably get back and forth between the 7 million people in the North Texas area and about the 7 million people in the Houston area. So you're creating a super economy that hasn't existed before.
The Federal Railroad Administration identified the station location as the preferred spot in its draft environmental statement released in December. While supporters say the rail relieves traffic congestion and creates economic opportunity, opponents, primarily rural landowners in the path of the train's route, worry about how the train could cut through their property and hurt their communities. Texas Central will have to purchase thousands of properties across the state to pull off the roughly $12 billion project. The company plans to finance it through private investments and possibly federal loans. Developers say they hope to break ground in late 2018 or early 2019, with the first train rolling out in 2023. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.